Hey everyone, I hope everyone is doing well. This is the day two workout of the final week before I do my deload. But before I talk about the muscle snatches that I'm doing, just a quick little update about some of the stuff I'm going to post during my deload since I'm currently on that as we speak. I'm still going to have workouts. It's actually Monday that I'm recording this, and I actually took the day off just because I was a bit achy from yesterday's workout since I did all my max outs on Sunday instead of Saturday. So I'm going to go in tomorrow, and I also had a meeting after school, so that definitely would have put me in the gym for quite a bit longer than I wanted to today. I needed to go to the store and just wanted to have the day off, so it's my deload week, so I'll be doing that. The goal with the deload week is to do a lot of unilateral work and to not kill myself too much, but that will be some of the content I post about is the deload, and then some of my plans for the next week. I also want to talk a little bit about the exact program that I'm doing or did during the 5 weeks and talk about, you know, my reasoning behind it. I think I've touched upon that in a lot of these different videos about my different goals during this 5 week stretch of time, but do it in more an explicit fashion in a more focused way. So be on the lookout for that, as well as a review of the gym bag that I got. I made a quick little clip of that a week or so ago, but I want to do a more dedicated review of it because I really think it's a nice bag. And for the price that I paid for it, I think it's a really good value. If you look at other workout bags, I think there's definitely going to be a lot more. But anywho, on to the workout in this video. What you'll see here are some muscle snatches. 150 is pretty close to what my max is. I believe I've done 155, and I don't think I've done anything more than that. So doing these for three sets of two with that 150 is definitely a very high percentage for me for this exercise. What's really nice about these is it really forces me to have a efficient bar path. Otherwise, the bar gets stuck really low when you see that kind of flip at the top. And if I catch it real low, then it's really difficult to press in that frontwards position with the snatch grip. But if I'm able to do it correctly and able to have a good bar path, then it gets up high enough to where I'm able to do the rep. These, like I said, were all with 150, the three sets of two. And they all went well. I did them all without any straps, which is something that Justin decided for us all to do, just not use straps today. And I use toe grips still, but it's definitely good. And that's maybe an adjustment I make more when I move on to the next 5 weeks or however long I decide to continue the next cycle of training, to do more raw stuff with the snatch. Since everything I do with clean jerks is without straps, I may do some of that stuff with the snatch grip or snatch work that I do. These, you actually see a new piece of equipment that the gym has. The gym owner put some mats out there that we can use for block pulls or for, as you see, for the weightlifting movements. They're just gym floor mats, and they're in nice little squares, so you're able to stack them up like that. The only negative with them is that they had the bolts, and you can kind of see, if you're looking at the right side, on that little silver thing. Some of them have bolts in them because he put a couple of them and he would screw them together. But I think he undid those due to a recommendation from another person we go to our gym. Those will be really nice because you can make a custom block and you can adjust it a lot more. It's annoying carrying them over, but it's definitely nice to have that piece of equipment, since the only thing that we had to use before were either plates or boxes. But to have these, as you can see, I can drop them fully on it because they're just rubber floor mats. So you're not worried about, you know, breaking them or anything. It'd be impossible to do anything unless you had metal plates and they got cut. But with these bumper plates, they're not going to go through these at all. With this exercise here, you'll notice that I'm doing cleans from the box, or I guess power cleans from the blocks, which are a really interesting exercise. I really like these, probably because it's an easier part of the pull for me. The only part I really struggle with is off the floor. So I'm going to benefit a lot more from doing stuff that is at a deficit versus at a block. But these are nice to do because they're a bit different. So I was doing a complex of 205 where I would do three power cleans and then two pause jerks and then a regular jerk. So you'll notice I kind of have a pause at the bottom. Still trying to work on dipping a bit more in the jerk and catching it in an efficient way. But with these, it was three sets of these 3+3, which is a lot of actually difficult work, especially considering I had some jerk work the next day. And you notice Alex here, but he's a real cool guy. These, the most difficult part, I would say, were the jerks, but I was actually pleasantly surprised with how they felt. They weren't as bad as I thought they were going to be, perhaps because I was doing the pulls from the block, which was a little bit different positioning wise. but you know, they still felt pretty good. Another thing that was kind of nice with doing the pulls from these blocks here is you notice that my feet are kind of close to the block, and that's just kind of how I lined up, that my one side is closer. I don't think that's like a big imbalance thing, but a focus that I'm having is trying to get under the bar more so than spreading my feet too terribly much. And when I have a variation like this, I can actually have that out there where I physically can't put my feet out too much, and it allows me to kind of work on that cue of getting under the weight versus just spreading my feet as much as I can. An adjustment that I actually made recently, and you don't really see in this video, but is pushing my head down a little bit more, which is allowing me to squeeze my scaps a little bit better. When I'm working with lighter weights, it's not really that big of a deal because my shoulders are strong enough to deal with this. It's like 205. I could do, you know, lots and lots of jerks with these and not really have any big issue. But once I get to heavier weights, if I'm not getting the weight back efficiently enough, then it becomes unstable and difficult to maintain positioning with. So that's something that when I do this kind of workout, again, when I have multiple jerks or something, I really want to focus on getting under like I am, increasing my depth on my dip, which I think I did a very good job with this week, and it definitely helped me out when I was doing my other work, but also getting my head down a little bit, which will allow my arms to get it back a bit more. Something during the deload that I want to focus on slightly too is, obviously I mentioned the unilateral work, but I also want to focus on pushing that mobility and kind of messing around with some technique things and seeing how different things feel. But those were the clean and jerks that I had on this particular day. These are the dips that I didn't do yesterday because I had tons and tons of work, so I threw them on the end of this workout. I did three sets of, it was between 5 and 8. I might have done all 8. I guess you can count how many I did. I did 3 sets with 55 pounds. That's with that 45 pound big plate and then a 10 pound little plate. At least I think that's what it is, 50 or 55 pounds. Really good exercise. These are continuing to feel really good. And hopefully they continue to move up. I have no doubt they will because I've done a lot more in the past. I'm just trying to be very gradual with the process and not aggravate anything in my shoulders or my biceps or anything by progressing the weight up too quickly. I think it will help my bench, and I think it will just help me in general to build my arms up, and it's a good full range of motion. But with that being said, this is going to about wrap up the workout, so I'll talk to you all in the next one, and be on the lookout for the other videos I might have this week with the bag as well as the program overview. But I'll talk to you all in the next one. Have a great one. Peace.